Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
We're pumped about it. You know, obviously, we wish we would have gotten, you know, 2 wins out of 2. But, you know, a road point in Columbus is an easy thing to do. And even winning at home against the Red Bulls, as they've kind of been on the fire playing on the road. So getting 3 points at home against them, again, a road point in Columbus, the guys are definitely pumped. And we're excited to go to Montreal and hopefully pick up more points.
How much is having the new manager, Christian Latanzio, there change the atmosphere, and how much is that atmosphere leading to the better results?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's probably a mix of both there. But Christian Latanzio, he's an amazing guy. He's an amazing manager. He genuinely cares for all the players, but not just as players, but as people as well. So that's definitely nice. And when you can kind of feel that how genuine he is and how much belief he has in us, it kind of energy is transferred to the field, and guys are willing to give more, and there's probably a little more cohesiveness and camaraderie in the locker room as well.
Brant, I remember when this roster was being put together, and I remember when you were signed, there wasn't a lot of fanfare. I don't think a lot of the pundits expected you to be this critical part of the team.
Well, personally, I knew it was coming. I believe in myself wholeheartedly. And people are probably surprised because, you know, they didn't see how much work that really went into me being in this position for Charlotte FC right now. You know, there's so much more that's part of the process. You know, the blood, the sweat, the tears, the grind you really put in that people don't see. And every day, you know, my goal is to get better. And obviously, you know, this club means a lot to me, and I mean, in the off season, you know, I'm willing to do whatever it takes to be the best I can for this club and this team. So just kind of having that approach and having that belief in myself, I'm not surprised by the position that I'm in, but I understand how some people can be, you know, not seeing everything that went into it.
Well, we slept on you, dude, but it's not going to happen again. We fully appreciate the importance of Brant Bronico. Brant Bronico with us, holding midfielder for your Charlotte FC squad. They got Montreal tomorrow night. You can hear it on FNZ. All right, so you're a Charlotte 49er. You went to Charlotte, played 4 years there. Heck, you're from the state. You played for the Carolina Dynamos in Greensboro early in your career as a pro. Did it mean something to you to end up back here in the state of North Carolina and in Charlotte?
Oh, 100%. It meant everything. You know, when they announced that Charlotte was getting a team back in, I think it was December of 2019, I texted my agent immediately, and I was like, hey, if we can get back to Charlotte, you know, we need to do whatever we can to be a part of that franchise and be on that team. So, you know, just kind of having that, I guess, kind of force that I was like, man, like if there's any way I can represent, you know, my home state, I went to college there. Like I met my wife there. It was kind of like my pathway to the professional, Charlotte was. And it just means so much to me and my wife, to be back here and my family and friends, to be all around them again, fighting for this club and you know, hopefully succeeding for this club. You know, we want to win a lot of games, and this club means this. Like I said, this club means a lot to me, especially deep down in my heart. You know, I'm super grateful to be here, and I'm willing to do whatever it takes to help them succeed.
So you played at Charlotte. You were excited to get back here. You know this town. So I need to ask your perspective on this. Are you surprised at all by how good the support has been here in Charlotte, how crazy the supporters are during matches, how great the atmosphere is, or did you see that coming?
Well, first off, you know, honestly, I was a little surprised to see how tremendous the support really was or is for us.
Yes.
You know, I never would have thought, you know, Charlotte would be such a big soccer hub. But I mean, the supporters, the fans, they've all been so amazing. And I think, you know, they're probably the best in the league. You know, maybe I have a little bias, but you know, the energy, the passion, they all bring to each and every single one of games, and I think our results can speak for that. You know, at home, it really is a fortress for us, and the supporters and the fans really do kind of push that for us. So I don't think I really don't think words can put into justice, you know, how fantastic our our fan support has really been this season.
All right, Brant, I heard you talk about, you know, long-term goals this season, right? And this is where I have to come clean, man. And I need to know if this shakes you, if this rattles you, if this worries you at all. There's this thing called the Mac curse over the years here of being on the air in the great city of Charlotte. When I predict great things for local teams, bad things usually end up happening for those local teams. It's the Mac curse. I predicted, even before Miguel was fired, that this is a playoff team. I feel even stronger about it now. Are you worried about the Mac curse, man? I need to know.
Well, first off, I don't believe in curses. I believe in hard work, you know, and I think that ultimately determines the product that we put out on the field. So you don't need to worry about you cursing us. I'm definitely not afraid of that. But I think playoffs is a realistic goal for us. You know, Rome wasn't built in a day, and it's going to be a lot of work. It's going to be a process. But we're making a lot of progress, and we have a really good team. And I genuinely believe that this team can make playoffs this year.
Charlotte FC holding midfielder Brant Veronico with us here on the Mac Attack on FNZ. All right, Brant, let's move forward to the immediate future. Tomorrow night, Montreal, it's a revenge match for you. You lost at home. I think it was a performance that you guys were disappointed in. You're trying to get revenge. You're trying to show out. You're trying to get that first road win. How do you feel going into Montreal tomorrow night?
I mean, Montreal's a good team. You know, they're organized. They have good players. But we're also a really good team as well. And yeah, we were definitely disappointed with the result at home. But you know, coming off of a win and a draw on the road, I really do think we have the confidence and the belief in the squad to go to away games now and grab points. And that's going to be our goal for this weekend.